The following is a Sports Ethos presentation.
Hello, one and all, and welcome to whatever this show will be called in the future. My name is Jared Russo, and I normally co-host a podcast for Sports Ethos about the NBA. Fantasy, salary caps, things of that nature. It's called Supermax. And I do it with my friend, who's also named Jared.
But hello.
This is not that. This is about the WNBA.
That's correct.
And for the first time ever, I've convinced the powers that be at Sports Ethos to let us do a league in which real people joined, and we're going to talk about it this summer instead of having to talk about salary cap basketball, because who cares?
Right, because there is no salary cap. Like, I mean, we're going to have a couple episodes, draft, free agency, trades, all that kind of stuff. But we're still 2 months away from that actually happening. So this is where we're at, is WNBA. Season tips off. The draft was what? Was it last week?
It honestly felt like 3 years ago.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But the first game of the season is actually next Friday. So that's May 3rd for those keeping track at home. So it's coming up pretty soon.
Wait, May 3rd?
Or is that preseason? That's preseason. I apologize.
No, it's preseason. I thought it was May 14th.
You're right, May 14th. I asked it because I checked on Google. I was like, what's the actual date? And it says May 3rd. And I was like, wait, that's next week. May 14th.
I feel like what we should do is use this episode to actually familiarize ourselves, because I know we come off as experts, but we know nothing.
Correct.
And I mean, what is the internet for other than for men to use the accomplishments of women to prop ourselves up and seem smarter than we are?
That's right.
Like, for instance, off the top of my head, I don't actually know when the season ends. I don't even know how many games the WNBA plays.
I want to say it's 20-something or 30-something or
40-something.
No,
it's got to be in the 40s.
There are, according to Google, exactly 40 games for each team.
Okay, so September is when you're looking at the finals.
The last day of the season is September 19th.
Yeah. So fantasy finals would be around then. Right. And I'm like fascinated by looking at all the teams that used to exist. Like, there's a number of teams that like relocated or renamed or folded. And like some of them like are cool sounding and or won championships. Did you know this?
I know there's been a lot of, because I know Orlando had a team for a minute.
Atlanta, the Orlando Miracle?
Yeah, Orlando Miracle. Atlanta had a team and they left and now they have a team again. So at some point there was like stuff going on there.
Atlanta Dream.
Yeah, that's the current team.
So it is fascinating how like the league from 1997 until the early 2000s, it ramped up 8, 10, 12, 16. And then like ever since it's been like going down, which is like bizarre. Like there's an uneven number like coming up as soon as next season. There's going to be 13 teams. Boggles my mind.
Yeah, I think it's just a popularity thing. I mean, obviously it is, but I'm hoping that with kind of renewed interest, especially when you think about like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, kind of this lower scale of Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, kind of from the the 80s, kind of what that did for college basketball and in the NBA, kind of hopefully that can do the same thing for the WNBA.
I wouldn't even say renewed interest. I think the WNBA might be the most popular it'll ever be, like, soon. Ratings-wise, attendance-wise, like...
You think it's going to peak? Is that what you're saying?
I think we're going to start looking at Apex Mountain soon for the WNBA.
Oh!
Now, that's a cold take. That's a freezing cold take.
But that's a freezing cold take.
It is.
That's a rewatchables take.
Okay, so essentially what we're here to do is sort of just go over the most basic, generic things imaginable, just for our sake and for you listening at home. And since we've never done this before, I guess we're all going to learn together. It'll be a learning experience. I guess what we'll start off with is I have an article, 7 Things You Should Know Heading Into the Season from ESPN. So I wanted to maybe go through that real quick. But it seems like the draft strategy for the next 2-3 weeks is going to definitely be, hey, I've heard of that team, and hey, I've heard of that player, which will be the early round. But boy, oh boy, is it going to be just completely, I mean, like people you've never heard of and names you don't know how to pronounce and a lot of weird stats. And it's just going to be like just throwing darts in like with a blindfold on.
I guarantee you someone, Caitlin Clark's going to be good. I think she's probably a second round pick in most drafts, maybe a third, depending on the size of your league. Someone's going to take her in the first round, probably the first pick.
No, there's no way.
Yeah. I maybe not our league, but someone somewhere, someone's doing that.
Maybe. But I see in our league, which is filled with Sports Ethos fans and our friend Connor, we're going to randomize the draft order, but we'll know soon who picks where. I have a hard time believing, looking at the stats, it seems like there's sort of like a definite top tier, and then there's sort of like everyone else. And I don't see Caitlin Clark coming in as a rookie immediately. Well, although this is a whole new sport, man. Who knows?
When we talk about fantasy, there's like 5 to 6 players who are kind of above everybody else, and then you have that second tier. But yeah, we'll figure this out as we go. Weather outside is weather.
Interestingly enough, this article that I'm reading, the first thing, it talks about Caitlin Clark, obviously, because it figures if you clicked on this, you want to see her name. She's Steph Curry, man. She's the show. You come to see the show. But number 2, things you should know about the upcoming season, 2-time WNBA MVP Elena Deladon, that's easy for me to say, she's going to take some time away, and she's not signing a Supermax deal with the Mystics, so do not draft her.
Is that like very recent news?
I believe so.
Well, all right. I want to take some time away.
If only we all could.
Yeah.
I'm learning that there is a new Big 3 for the Seattle Storm. Skylar Diggins-Smith is going to join Jewel Lloyd. And, mm-hmm. Oh boy, this is going to be a tough one, these names. Neka Ogwumike.
That's close. Yeah, that's pretty close.
All right. I stumbled my way through that.
I've heard it pronounced. I'm not going to try it.
This is similar to the Big 3 that the Liberty has of Brianna Stewart, Sabrina Ionescu, and Courtney Vandersloot.
Yes. Which, by the way, anyone who forgets, Sabrina went against Steph Curry in the All-Star game, that three-point contest, and she outscored everybody who was actually in the three-point contest shooting from the same line. So, you know, anybody who's like, oh, well, maybe they can't shoot as well as Steph Curry, she almost beat Steph Curry. So, just, you know, for a little bit of reference there.
A real like battle of the sexes tennis thing for our modern age. But yeah. Way cooler because tennis is lame.
Exactly.
Thank you. So the next thing on this list, it says the Atlanta Dream, which is a very cool name for a team, has signed former MVP Tina Charles. Now, I will say there is a ton of former MVPs and very high caliber names who are very old for sports, like 35 and up, who are still playing.
I just want to say 35 is not old.
No, for sports. For sports.
For anything. Basketball. As someone who is currently 35, 35 is young. Very young.
Listen, I'm almost there, so just relax.
I am there.
I would not rely on or draft Elena Deladon or Tina Charles if you're really looking for like good production. Candace Parker, I think she's up there in age. There's like a couple of like old school names that are kind of just they're floating around, and they might have like the sort of like, oh, she used to be a star. just don't rely on names alone. Check the stats. Check who these teams are drafting. Who's going to come? You know what I mean? Like, I know it's tempting to take. Oh, I've heard of her.
Well, it's the same way that anybody is going into any sports league for the first time. For instance, you know, if you are a big time NFL fan, or you're, let me rephrase that. If you are going into the NFL for the first time, those of us who have been playing NFL for a while know that like Ezekiel Elliott is not really a fantasy asset anymore. But if you are, going into that league for the first time, you're like, oh my God, I know that name, Ezekiel Elliott. He's really good. And you're going to go and try to get him. It's the same concept, same exact concept.
But even more potentially harmful because there are so few teams and so few players.
That's fair.
That you sort of look at a top 100 list and you're literally just kind of looking at every player who will be drafted. So there's not a lot of depth. So like you really got to pick and choose carefully because if you kind of screw up mid round, I'm not sure there's going to be a lot of like people on the waiver wire or bench who are going to like really deliver an impact. So it seems like the pool is very shallow, which is why you got to be just do a little research. Moving along, Diamond DeShields signed with the Chicago Sky. It seems to be the sort of trendy team that's on the upswing because they drafted Angel Reese and oh goodness, what is her name? They drafted someone else. Please save me. Swing in and save me.
Hang on, I gotta pull up the draft because I forgot to.
But that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to Camila Cardoso.
That's what I was gonna say.
And of course I'm reading the article, but we can't forget the LA Sparks took Cameron Brink and Rekia Jackson at 2 and 4. So there's going to be some new tandems coming in that people should be aware of. And finally, Kalia Cooper has been traded to the Phoenix Mercury and going to be playing alongside notable names, Brittany Griner and Diana Taurasi. Again, I'm not sure that their games are going to be at the zenith of their powers, but if you've heard of Brittany Griner and Diana Taurasi, I wish you all the luck in the world, but I'm going to make sure that I got some fresh legs so that I don't want injuries to torpedo a 40 game sort of sprint.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me.
Makes sense to me.
Now, have you seen a list of the rankings for the WNBA for fantasy purposes?
As far as like the fantasy players? As far as their rankings? Like
have you sort of gone through the list and just kind of been like, oh, I didn't know she'd be there, or who is this?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously am not a huge fan of the WNBA. I think that's going to change over time. But
Same. No, I'm in the same boat.
I'm probably 10 to 12 deep before I was like, oh, okay, who is that? I think Breanna Stewart, I think anybody who has a working knowledge of the WNBA knows that she's been like, probably MVP. The best player.
MVP.
Yeah. The last 2 or 3 years. So that's not a big surprise.
I would say that there's one particular person who would disagree with that. Her name is Aja Wilson. But
that's fair.
I mean, what do I know? She only won 2 rings back to back over my New York Liberty. Now, there are some people who I was looking at in the top of this draft, and I've never heard of them. I'm not familiar with their oeuvre. Nafisa Collier. Top 5 pick, very good production. Ezzy Magbeger, center for the Seattle Storm. I mean, like, there's just a lot of people who I've never heard of. Jackie Young for Las Vegas. Now I have seen this woman eat popcorn very strangely. Have you seen the clip of Kelsey Plum eating
Kelsey
popcorn?
Kelsey Plum, yep. Yeah.
Someone's got to do something with that in our league.
That's actually what I'm working on right now while we're talking.
Interesting. So yeah, like, I mean, if you click on the players on ESPN, which is what we're using, you're definitely going to see like she was successful in helping them win a championship, but her production is going down and there's going to be some inconsistent performances. And it's like, like quote unquote, don't just rely on someone because you've seen their face on TV before. But with that being said, I got to tell you what I like about the WNBA is they don't play 82, which means that people aren't being rested.
Right.
These players, the stars, they play every game if they can. all the way until the end, and they put a big number. So that it's not like this like weird, like, well, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to be benched for 2 weeks because they've already locked up the one seed. Like, that's not going to happen.
Right. Right. And it's, yeah, it's a shorter season. Should be better for those of us who want to play fantasy and not have to worry about, is Kelsey Plum going to play the last three games of the season? You know, she's probably going to have to.
Oh, man. It's going to be one hell of an interesting year. God only knows what is going to happen. Now, you don't know this, but I have clicked randomized draft order several times and hit save changes. Okay?
Okay.
I have now set the draft order in our league. Do you want to know who is number one?
Is it me?
It's Connor.
Oh, that, yeah, it would be.
That lucky duck, Connor, is number one. I will alert our league as to the official draft order. Sorry that we could not do this live, but at least I'm giving people several weeks' notice, okay? So fair. I don't want to hear complaints. You have time to prep. You have time to mock. It's a snake draft, et cetera, et cetera. We're doing points, and I'm introducing as many people to the world of don't have a bench in a sport in which you have to set lineups daily, because that is annoying and people forget and they're lazy and it just leads to chaos. Don't have a bench. Have a bunch of IR slots. So your players play. You don't have to set lineups. Much easier to sort of figure out like who's underperforming, and you don't have to worry about the headaches of if they're hurt, you put them on IR. It's the greatest invention I have ever come up with.
Not bad. Well done. Proud of you.
Thank you. We're going to do, for anyone who is interested in sort of taking our league settings, traditional fantasy playoffs, of course, 1 point for a point scored, 2 points for an assist, 2 points for a steal, 2 points for a block, which is sort of like the ESPN standard, 1 point for a rebound. If you miss a shot or you miss a free throw, that's -0.5. And if you turn it over, that's -1. Does this sound familiar to the other league that you play in?
Sounds very familiar, yes.
Yes, yeah.
Carbon copy.
I want to give a shout out to, God, some of these names. So I'm Vander Sloot Earshot, which is that's a pretty good pun. There's Brink, Disney Channel Original, which I'm sure is a reference to something, but that's obviously for Cam Brink. La Ego, My Egbo. That's a great one. And, oh, so interesting. Someone just put in here Kelsey Plum's popcorn technique.
Yeah, wonder who did that.
Good names. Good names. The trade deadline is August 26th. I mean, there's really, like, not too much I'm forgetting. I mean, this is all pretty standard stuff. It's it just seems like it's a more cutthroat NBA fantasy because there really isn't any margin for error.
Correct.
Because there's just fewer teams and there's fewer players, and not everyone is going to be like a key rotation piece, unless there is such like a weird rash of injuries or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's right. 100% right. It's gonna take some real skill once you get past, like, I'm gonna say round three maybe, to really identify like, is this a player I can roll with for the entire season? Because like you said, it's not like, especially our basketball, our NBA league, where you can go and there's a whole plethora of players to go and pick from, you know, to take over for that guy who's hurt on the bench. It's not happening here. There's not as many players to pick from. So do the research, be ready. Or don't, and let me win.
I will say that we're doing the maximum amount of fantasy teams in a league is 10. And we're going to do 8 players on our roster. So that's 8 rounds. So it's 80 players drafted?
That's correct. Yep.
If you want to do more players on your team and fewer teams, I mean, you can sort of experiment with that. I just feel like it's going to be really bad. Like, it's going to feel bad if you're like, well, I got this this player and I have to play her and she's putting up like, I don't know, 13 points a game, and like, that's your bench, like that. I mean, that could happen. It doesn't feel great. Oh, geez, I'm already seeing Diana Taurasi's listed. It's out. What happened, girl?
There's wait.
Oh my God, she's 41. Damn, she looks good.
Yeah. For
41. Is that sexist? Am I allowed to say that?
It's a little sexist.
A compliment. No, I mean she looks good. I can't win.
Nope.
Oh well.
Well, I mean,
she's injured.
Oh, well, it's still a month away until the season actually starts. So, well, 3 weeks. Time goes by fast.
Dude, time is going by at such an accelerated rate in my old age. I'm 33. It sucks. And I can't imagine what life is going to be like when I'm 35 and a geezer. That's a callback. That's
Fuck
a callback.
Hey,
how you doing here?
So, that wasn't a callback.
No.
That was me being pissed off that you're calling me old.
I just want to say, for the record, not only do I think that Connecticut should not have a team, they should not be called the Sun, okay?
Yeah, that's the former Orlando Miracle, and for some reason, they went to Connecticut and they're like, you know what Connecticut's known for? The Sun.
Don't like it. Don't like it. Minnesota Lynx, great name. Dallas Wings, great name. Washington Mystics, good name. Las Vegas Aces, you can't beat that.
No, that's Mercury. Las Vegas Aces and the logo, chef's kiss, perfect.
Perfect. LA Sparks and NY Liberty, I mean, those, obviously they make sense, but they've been around and established for a while. Chicago Sky and Atlanta Dream, also good names. Seattle Storm, Indiana Fever, good, fine. I don't know what the Golden State team is going to be called, but God, do I just look at the Connecticut Sun and I get confused. Is that a newspaper? I don't like it. I don't like it.
Let's look this up real quick.
I'm going to root against them because I don't like their name. I don't like where they are.
I don't like
them stealing the people of Connecticut who are usually commuting to New York and are going to root for New York teams.
The team name comes from its affiliation with Mohegan Sun, which is a casino. And the logo, a fiery orange sunburst, is a modern interpretation of an ancient Mohegan symbol.
Now, if you've never heard us podcast before, obviously 80% of the things we say are wrong and or is a joke. But I'm from New York, Long Island. I root for the Liberty. Who do you root for, Mr. Ross King?
Me? I haven't picked a team yet. So I'm going to, should I do it right now?
I mean, it's pretty simple based on where you live.
Well, I'm in Orlando right now.
No, I think we know what baseball team you root for, the Barves, and they're in Atlanta.
The Barves? Come again? Braves? Get it
right?
Do you remember
when they typoed the Braves and it was the Barves and people would buy the jerseys and like they had to like change it?
I don't remember that. That's sad, though.
Oh, dude, look that up. That was a fun week. Everyone wanted Barves gear.
But you know what? I have a chance right now to pick whatever team I want, which I've never done before. I'm going to go with Las Vegas.
No, don't bandwagon Las Vegas.
Yeah, no, you want to know why? You want to know why? Because Kelsey Plum is on the face of my team, and I'm going to ride with Kelsey Plum. Let's go.
That's the wrong answer. The correct answer is you have to stick with where your home is. You root for the Atlanta Dream. There's no way around it.
I have free will.
You can't tell people you root for a bunch of like in the South, in that area, like Tampa, Atlanta, Orlando. Like you can't be like, and Las Vegas. What the hell? Have you ever been to Las Vegas?
I've never been to Liverpool, but I root for them.
Oh, that drives me up a wall. People just randomly picking teams in Europe. You don't live in Europe. You don't watch soccer.
Oh, 2 years now. I do watch soccer. I do watch soccer.
Get out. Enjoy your crappy, shitty MLS squad and be a real American. Okay.
I can't watch that MLS squad. It's awful. It's fucking terrible.
Bring back the NY Cosmos. Pele.
I got that reference.
Anywho. We're basically wrapping up here, but do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, go Aces.
Dude, I can't. I if you had picked literally any other team, I would have been like, all right. But you picked the defending champs because you're clearly in the bag to just root for a winner. You're a liar and a fraud. And
it's Kelsey Plum's popcorn technique. That's why I'm going there.
I hope you don't draft anyone on Las Vegas. How's that sound?
No, I better.
Well, actually, wait, where do you draft? Hold on.
Where do I? That's a great question. Thank you for thinking about that.
I didn't even look at it. I just hit randomize a bunch and I hit save. You're 8.
All right. So let's see. According to my rankings. Yeah, I got a shot.
Honestly, you could easily get like back to back, like Jackie Young, Kelsey Plum, and that's like your starting backcourt. It's just like the Aces guards.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Damn right it is.
Pretty good.
Long rest, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What a great show.
The best.
Okay. All right. Well, let's wrap this up. We don't want to keep people listening to our nonsense much longer, especially people who are new to Sports Ethos or to the WNBA or people who are interested in fantasy and have to listen to two white, cis, hetero males talk about women's sports. But hey, we're trying to be supportive. We're trying to be fans. All right. Don't yell at us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm on Twitter at Jared Russo. I'm on Blue Sky at Jared Russo. And I write for a website called Dig, if you're interested in reading things that are not typically sports related. Although I did do a baseball post recently about teams overpaying for outfielders and pitchers, and then me going through stats to basically figure out that they're actually justified in paying starting pitchers and outfielders to win World Series. I don't know if you know this or not.
Yeah, I've actually heard about that, but I haven't read your link, so I would like to. I'm going to do that, actually.
Yeah, it turns out that a lot of teams pay through the nose for, like, really good starting pitching, and oftentimes the name Max Scherzer shows up on teams, and Justin Verlander, they show up quite a bit in the last 5 years. Interesting how that works.
Hmm. Okay.
And Aroldis Chapman and Will Smith. Like, multiple times I was like, wow, you just jump from winner to winner. I feel like that's, like, not a coincidence.
Will Smith, the reliever, not the catcher, not the rapper, actor, he won 3 straight World Series with 3 different teams, the Braves, the Astros, the Rangers.
Does he buy lottery tickets? Because he really should.
Yeah. He really should.
Or he's just so good at what he does that he's betting on himself.
Nah, I've seen firsthand he was good for a hot second, and then it fell apart really quick.
When did it fall apart?
2022. So I would trade him to the Astros, just like, please leave. And then he's like, all right. And then he just was decent with them, won a World Series, signed with the Rangers, was decent with them, won a World Series.
I don't know if I'd call that falling off, but.
And now the guy is with the Royals. And as of right now, the Kansas City Royals are in a playoff position in the American League. Second to the Guardians
this year. Who's not winning this year? The Kansas City Royals. Where can people find your work on the internet?
On Twitter at Jared Ross King.
Well, thank you for listening. I hope this wasn't too much nonsense, and I really hope that the fire engines, police sirens, car alarms, and Mr. Softy ice cream trucks outside of my window did not disrupt your listening experience. And we will be back, I guess, mid-May, around the time we draft. And we'll talk about who we drafted and our surprises, because we obviously don't know what the hell we're doing. We're going to have to do some mocks, so we don't have any sort of insight other than look at last year's stats, look at this year's projections. Don't rely on projections, because projections are just robots who lie to you. Have fun.
Yep.
Well, there you go. That's it. All right. That's it. Wrap.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.